Hi, I am Pinakin Munshi. Today we are going to cover Chapter 6, which covers transportation, logistics, and distribution management. So, what are the learning objectives of this particular chapter? It is to understand infrastructure challenges in rural areas, learn about cost-effective transportation solutions, optimizing distribution routes, know some of the key technologies that can enhance logistics operations, understand the concept of inventory management in distribution, understand different ways of addressing inventory replenishment, and learn about various innovations in rural logistics. So, what are the infrastructure challenges in rural areas? Rural regions frequently encounter various infrastructure-related challenges, which include inadequate infrastructure, geographical barriers, healthcare limitations, economic constraints, and environmental challenges. Inadequate infrastructure in terms of roads, electricity, supply of clean water, etc. Geographical barriers, the approachability, the accessibility, healthcare limitations, healthcare facilities which are available, economic constraints in terms of financial institutions like banks, etc. The proximity of these kind of institutions, environmental challenges, even in terms of the weather changes, rainfalls, and the quality of the infrastructure, which can withstand these challenges. Infrastructure challenges in rural areas are multifaceted and can significantly impact economic growth, quality of life, and access to the essential service. So we have seen that essential services are many places highly compromised or non-existent in rural areas. So what are the challenges? General challenges in rural environment: poverty and inequality. Waste management and sanitation, these are lacking in many areas. So there is no structured approach to these. There are financial constraints. There is no educational infrastructure in terms of, in some cases, there is only primary education. There is no secondary education. Even if secondary education is there, for higher education, people have to move to the urban areas. Agricultural distress. Insufficient access to clean water and sanitation, energy and electricity shortage. So even if you have to run pumps, etc., you do not have a predictable supply of electricity or energy. Environmental susceptibilities. So these are some of the agricultural distress. Climate change and biodiversity decline. So transportation, poor road networks, digital divide, because you don't have digital connectivity in some of the remote areas, in the rural areas. Funding and investment deficiencies, because financial institutions, etc., do not find their location in some of these rural areas. Infrastructure gaps. So we already talked about the education infrastructure, healthcare infrastructure. You don't have, maybe at the most, some places have a primary healthcare, but beyond that, any healthcare, people have to come to the cities. Unemployment and underemployment. The only employment available will be with the local artisans or agriculture, etc. And this is the reason, a lot of people migrate to the cities. Migration and urbanization. So lack of awareness, inadequate economic and commercial infrastructure, and shortage of skilled workforce. Cost-effective transportation solutions and optimizing distribution routes. So cost-efficient transportation strategies and the optimization of distribution routes are essential for enhancing operational efficiency, lowering expenses, and improving the availability of goods and services, especially in the rural region where infrastructure may be insufficient. And this is affecting both ways, because the rural industries does require inputs which come from the urban areas, things like the seeds or the implements, tools, etc., fertilizers, chemicals. At the same time, the goods, the produce from the rural areas need to be carried to the cities. So these pose a challenge. Affordable transportation solutions and the optimization of distribution routes are crucial for enhancing the logistics in rural areas. Lowering transportation expenses and ensuring access to the market, healthcare, and other essential services. So we already saw this, that because of poor road conditions also, the transportation is not affordable. Many places there is a monopoly as far as transportation is concerned, because there are not too many players who are present in the rural areas, leaving them with a monopoly. Cost-effective transportation solutions and optimizing distribution routes. So the first and foremost is improving the road infrastructure. Repair of potholes, etc., and maintenance, paving of the rural roads, because this can greatly enhance the logistics reach for the rural area. Multimodal transportation system, integrating different transport modes, including the last mile delivery. So both ways, because today multimodal has become the key word. As we can see from even the e-commerce, etc., you have various modes depending upon the volume of the cargo or consignment. It varies from large container trucks to, two-wheelers, etc. So this needs to be integrated even as far as the rural areas are concerned. Shared and cooperative transportation, shared resources. So this can overcome the monopoly that we are talking about. Carpool and ride sharing programs, cooperative transport network. Here we are talking of logistics, and we need to have a transport system which can be operated on a cooperative basis, which will benefit and not unduly put the users at a disadvantage. Of course, we are talking carpooling, etc., but carpooling is not that important for the rural areas. But yes, in terms of logistics and in terms of ride sharing. In fact, this already happens, because you see that there are local, entrepreneurs who are running small vehicles, which are the only means of transport in the rural areas. Optimizing distribution routes. So route optimization software, dynamic routing for changing conditions, and consolidated delivery hubs. Using technology, including the GPS-based software, etc., which will constantly in real time look at the constraints or the changing traffic conditions, etc., and suggest the shortest or the quickest route for delivery hubs, etc. So this can help optimize the distribution to a large extent. Use of technology for real-time tracking and coordination. So use of GPS for even tracking where the delivery vehicles are, and the fleet management. So even when the goods are moving from rural area to the urban areas, or the other way around, they need to be able to track the location of the vehicles, etc., and predict when the material will be reaching the customer or the suppliers. Electric vehicles and clean technology. So electric delivery vehicles, solar powered infrastructure. As far as the electric delivery is concerned, again, the constraint is the availability of consistent power supply, which is not there in many of the rural areas. So these technologies can fail unless there is a reliable and consistent electric supply. Consolidated or shared warehouse facility, decentralized warehouses and cross-docking. So we talked about cooperative, creating certain infrastructure. One of the infrastructure could be the shared warehouses, which could be used by the community or the cooperatives for storing of their goods, for protection of the goods, And also, you know, for the movement of the goods, the cross-docking, where the goods are not stored for prolonged time, but they are basically transferred from one vehicle or one mode of transport to another mode of transport. Utilizing alternative transport methods, drone delivery, cargo bicycles, or electric cargo bikes. So this is relatively a new area, the drone delivery, not very popular so far, but yes, it has started in certain places. Also cargo bikes, I mean, we have seen in the city that the quick commerce, e-commerce, they have, you know, extensively started using the two-wheelers for the last mile delivery. And the same can be, you know, very effectively used in the rural setup. Public-private partnership for infrastructure development. So there can be a joint collaboration between the public-private enterprises for a partnership, and they can develop the infrastructure which can benefit both of them. So the private partnership basically can source the material from the rural areas, and the investment that they make in the rural infrastructure can ultimately help them, you know, in better services, prompt services, etc. So by incorporating technology, upgrading current infrastructure, and investigating innovative transport approaches, it is feasible to establish efficient and sustainable transportation network in rural areas. A fairly simple statement to understand. These strategies not only assist businesses in minimizing their operational cost, but also foster increased economic development, improved access to vital services, and a higher quality of life in rural communities. So better quality roads, etc., will reduce the operational cost, the logistics cost, improve the speed of delivery, reduce the delivery times or the lead times, and thus it will lead to economic development. Because today, what takes, like, let's say 7-8 hours to deliver, well, if that can be reduced to like 3 or 4 hours, then that will contribute significantly to the quality of the products which are delivered, especially the perishable products, etc. And these can greatly influence the quality of the life in rural communities. Also, when we are talking of healthcare, etc., this is very important. Leveraging technology for efficient logistics is crucial for optimizing supply chains, reducing cost, and improving service delivery. We already covered this in the earlier slide. So in rural areas where infrastructure may be lacking or difficult to access, technology plays an important role in overcoming logistical challenges and enabling seamless transportation and distribution. So somewhere, technology can fill some of the gap. One example I can give you is where a patient can be remotely diagnosed or treated by a physician from a small town or a city, through the use of technology. So in terms of healthcare, I mean, you don't necessarily need to have a doctor in the city or in a rural area, but a doctor in the urban area can actually provide services to people who are in the rural area. A person may be required to be transferred to the urban area only if he is required to, I mean, if the diagnosis or the treatment demands it. Fortunately, information technology has emerged as a powerful ally for businesses aiming to better coordinate and streamline their shipping conditions. So, I mean, information technology helps in multiple ways in optimizing demand, the goods to be carried, the route to be followed, and trying to optimize the logistics network. So leveraging technology for efficient logistics. The key role of information technology has paved the way for the industry to offer effective solutions for streamlined shipping. And some of the key technologies driving this transformation are enterprise resource planning, or what we call as the ERP systems. So ERP systems are systems like SAP, Oracle, and there are many other ERP systems which are today available. They actually can take care of the logistics planning and offer optimal solutions. Transportation management systems. So these are dedicated softwares which assist in effective and efficient transportation of materials and reducing the logistics cost. Warehouse management system. These basically optimize the warehouse operations. They ensure that material which are they ensure first in, first out, so that it doesn't happen that some material is lying and becomes obsolete. In the first in, first out principle, the earliest material which has come in goes out first. So and also it becomes very easy to track where the material is stored, becomes extremely easy to pick the material at the time of shipment. Internet of Things, where you can remotely sense the operations of equipment or parameters, like for example, you can monitor the moisture content in the soil in case of drip irrigation. Even there are some equipment which are, let's say, remotely being monitored. So if the equipment, there is anything going wrong, it sends out a message to the OEM or the company which is servicing them. So before there is a failure, they come to know that there is a problem with the equipment which requires intervention or which requires certain maintenance to be carried out. Cloud technology. So we talked about the cloud softwares, etc., which can provide easy access through various kind of device. So it can be a tab, can be mobile, can be a laptop. So every kind of machine can be used to access the cloud-based application or software. Machine learning. So this is relatively new, but here you teach the machine to basically emulate a human response. It basically learns from the behavior of a human over a period of time and the decisions taken by a human, and it tries to build a model which will then be capable of taking decisions based on the various parameters. Lastly, blockchain, which is something like an indelible ledger, a ledger which cannot be changed. So it captures all the transactions, and the transactions, they remain as a permanent record, which cannot be altered, cannot be modified. So you can maintain traceability. Blockchain is used extensively in tracking of organic material. One example that I can give you, organic cotton. So wherever it is cultivated, this information is captured in a blockchain system. And at every stage, it is captured right from the cotton when it is de-seeded, converted into a yarn. The yarn is converted into a fabric. The fabric is converted into a garment. And the chain can be maintained throughout. So at the end of it, a QR code or a barcode is provided. If a person scans the code, he can actually see where the cotton came from, which area, which geographical region it came from, when it was picked, and where it was processed. So it assures the people. And this technology is also used for organic materials, other edible materials, etc. So blockchain finds application in this field to a very large extent. So going into some details, here is a brief about some of the key technologies that can enhance logistics operations, streamline processes, and lead to cost-effective solutions. So what are those technologies that we are looking at? So one is the route optimization software. So we have already seen this, that there are softwares which can actually monitor in real time, what are the constraints on the road, what is the traffic condition, and it will, optimize. So let's look at some of the technologies which can help optimize the logistics. So route optimization software. So these softwares actually optimize the route that a vehicle can follow with the use of advanced algorithms. It basically tracks in real time what are the road conditions, traffic conditions, etc., and chooses the optimum route that the vehicle must take for optimum cost and for the quickest delivery. In fact, there is a one of the courier firms in USA. They are they have a system where the vehicle follows a route where at every intersection they take a left turn. Now, they take a right turn. They are always driving on the right hand side of the road in USA, and because the right turn is a free right turn, that means, there is no signal for the right turn. So they follow a route where they are constantly taking right turns, and thus they can prevent stopping of the vehicle at the signal. So this is, one example of how a route optimization software can help. The second is the Internet of Things. This is for real-time tracking and monitoring. So IoT technology involves embedding sensors in devices and vehicles, packages, or inventory to collect data in real time. So, you have sensors in a vehicle to track the vehicle, or in packages so that you know where your package is at any given point of time. And the third one is, the inventory where you have RFID or this kind of devices planted to basically keep track of, when it is there in the inventory or when it is moving out. Warehouse management system. So here, as we discussed earlier, this software helps manage the operations of a warehouse, including where the material is stored, the batch number, manufacturing date, any information relating to the expiry of the material, etc. And it will ensure, once the rules are defined, that the material which comes in first has to move out first. So whenever there is an order, the oldest material will be the first to be offered for picking. And it's very easy to pick the material because it stores the location of the material, and hence it becomes extremely easy and efficient to pick the material. Drones and unmanned aerial vehicles. So many places, drones and UAVs, they are being used for delivery purpose. So, of course, they are illegally also being used for dropping drugs, etc. But that is not the desirable part. So they tend to reduce their delivery times. They can overcome the infrastructure gaps. So where you have poor roads, etc., the drones are least affected by it, and they can reach remote locations, etc., very easily. So this is another technology which can overcome the limitations in rural areas. Artificial intelligence and machine learning. So AI and machine learning can enhance the logistics operation by predicting demand, optimizing routes, improving inventory management, and forecasting. So these are the various ways AI-powered systems can analyze vast amount of data and actually identify patterns which normally a human being cannot do. So they tend to optimize system using the power of AI or the data analytics. Blockchain technology, we already talked about how it can be used for traceability for organic material, etc. Blockchain technology offers a decentralized and secure way to transact or track transactions and exchanges across the supply chain. So in logistics, blockchain can be used to create transparent, tamper-proof records of goods as they move through the supply chain, ensuring accuracy and accountability. And this is the example that I gave, that right from where the cotton is plucked to where it is processed, where it is converted to yarn, where it is made into a fabric, and where it is made into garment. So this kind of a traceability is offered with the help of blockchain. Electric and autonomous vehicles. So electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles are emerging technologies that promise to revolutionize logistics by reducing the operational cost, since you don't require a driver, etc. And they are simply using technology to deliver the goods. So they reduce the operational cost and they improve the efficiency. In rural areas, these vehicles could help address challenges related to long distances, poor road conditions, and higher fuel cost. Crowdsourced delivery platforms. Crowdsourcing logistics involves utilizing a network of independent drivers or couriers to handle deliveries in rural areas where transportation options are limited. Crowdsourcing can help leverage local resources to improve the last mile delivery without the need for a large fleet of vehicles. So in crowdsourcing, people contribute, people carry out services for a fee depending upon the task that they carry out. Digital platforms and e-commerce. So online marketplace platforms like Amazon and Flipkart can connect rural producers directly with the urban consumers, expanding their market reach. Mobile app can facilitate the online ordering payment and tracking of shipments, empowering rural entrepreneurs and consumers. And the most important thing, the entire logistics is taken care of by the e-commerce platform. So the rural supplier can focus on his core activity of producing the material and making it available for sale. Renewable energy solutions, solar-powered charging stations. Solar-powered charging stations can power electric vehicles and other devices, reducing reliance on fossil fuels and minimizing the carbon emission. You also have the, in addition to solar, the wind energy, since in rural areas, due to the open and in some cases, you have got very windy conditions where the wind power can be used very effectively for reduced cost and for green energy. Collaborative logistics, so shared transportation. Collaborative logistics model can optimize resource utilization by sharing vehicles and infrastructure. Community-based logistics, local communities can organize and manage their own logistics operations, leveraging technology to improve efficiency. So you need not have a dedicated transport for every kind of goods or produce, but you can use the transport for a group of products. Also, we talked about the cooperative and the community based logistics, where the logistics is provided by the cooperative so as to benefit the community or the cooperative members, so that they don't have to depend on third-party logistics partner, where they may be at a disadvantage in terms of cost. Coming to what is the inventory management in distribution? So inventory management in distribution is the process of overseeing, controlling, and optimizing a distribution company's inventory. It involves several aspects, including purchasing, stock control, order fulfillment, and shipping. So we've already seen this, that inventory management includes all these things, right from ordering to accounting for the receipt of the material, some cases even inspection, etc. And then when the outward flow will be the order fulfillment and ultimately the shipment. Some key steps in the inventory management process include demand forecasting, inventory tracking, reordering and replenishment, and inventory optimization. We have already seen this, of why we need to do all these, why the demand forecasting is important, why inventory tracking is important, and the reordering and replenishment. We looked at the reorder level, the reorder point, and how we need to replenish the inventory in the earlier chapters also. And the reason why we need to optimize the inventory to basically keep our working capital at a minimum level, so that we are not heavily invested into the working capital, which is blocked in terms of inventory. Some inventory management methods include just-in-time management. This is mostly used in automobile industry, where the consumption is more or less predictable based on the customer orders or the production plan, and materials are supposed to be delivered by the supplier just when they are required. Material requirement planning, so this is a system where based on the production plan, the various components which are required or the various raw materials which are required, are the requirement is thrown up by the MRP system so that they can be organized at the right time when the material is going to be taken for production. So material can come in the right quantity or the economic quantities, and they can be made available for production, without having to wait in the inventory for a longer period of time. We also looked at the economic order quantity, where we said it is the optimum quantity, which is the optimum between the holding cost and the ordering cost. And these sales of inventory. So also we measure the inventory in terms of how many days of sale it is. So the inventory you are holding, whether it is 30 days of sale, or whether it is 10 days of sale, or it is 5 days of sale. Ideally, the days of sale of inventory should be minimum, so that you only have enough inventory to cater to any sudden spurt in requirement.